We're going to talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, about an incident at a Garda checkpoint in County Donegal yesterday. Paul, what happened?
It happened at around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. A detective unit on patrol came across a Jeep with three men and two women in it. It appeared to the Gardaí to be driving in a dangerous manner, and they signalled to it to pull over, but it failed to stop. It rammed the Garda car a number of times before driving at speed towards the Tully Earl roundabout, which is on the main Donegal to Ballyshannon road. Now, the Gardaí say they carried out a managed containment pursuit. A Garda COVID checkpoint was in place at the roundabout, so when the Jeep arrived, it drove the wrong way round to try to avoid this checkpoint, but went off the road. The driver, a man in his 30s, fled and was pursued by one of the detectives. The Garda fired a warning shot, but the driver kept running. He hid in a nearby field, but was discovered a short time later by the detective, and a struggle ensued between the man and the armed Garda before more Garda arrived and arrested the driver. The detective sustained hand injuries, suspected broken finger, was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. The scene was also searched, as the Garda believed they saw items being thrown from the car during the pursuit. Now, the two men and three women who are from Northern Ireland were all arrested last night, brought to Ballyshannon Garda station. Four of them were released last night, and one of the men is due in court later today.
Okay, is GSOC involved?
Yeah, the Garda Ombudsman Commission has been informed because a shot was fired from an official weapon. They gave us a one-line statement last night saying they had received notification of a firearm discharge in Donegal involving a Garda incident. At this stage, they say they're doing early inquiries and have nothing further to add at this time. Now, the Garda suspect that the five people who are from Northern Ireland may have also breached COVID-19 restrictions. However, they did not issue fines in this case because a circular was sent to all Gardaí last week, and it states that these legislative provisions, i.e. the imposition of fines, are, quote, not applicable to the Gardaí to use on people from Northern Ireland.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much indeed. Paul Reynolds there, our crime correspondent, 844.